with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, a new week, August 10th, and we're here back with you. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Sam.
An overcast day. In fact, I had to put something warm on this morning when I went outside because it was chilly.
Well, that's different. That definitely is not what we've been facing with all this heat.
That's true. Are you feeling the coolness too, or
no.
Is it just me?
I didn't think it was that cool. I just thought it was overcast.
Oh, okay. Well, it's getting warmer now, but we'll see. I don't know if the sun will come out, but you never know.
I kind of hope it doesn't. I feel like when the weather is like this, it makes me more productive because I'll stay inside and do the things I need to do.
Oh, okay. And when it's warm, you like to go outside.
Right. Or I'm like, I should go have lunch outside. I should maybe go sit by the pool and do my research out there. But like, then I should just be sitting at a desk or on my couch and doing the work I need to be doing.
Yeah.
I'd also really like to clean out my closet. So if I can't leave my apartment, I'm forced to clean out my closet.
That's true. So when was the last time you cleaned it? Do you remember?
I do it like every couple of months.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do that because I have clothes accumulating that I don't wear anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll just give them away or something. You
know? That's a great thing to do. There's also a bunch of apps that you can resell your stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? How much can you get for clothes? You know what I mean?
Hey, it adds up.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know if I have the time for that. Some people like that stuff, you know, like going to, like buying things, garage sales, you know, other people's stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, well, maybe there's people that will want it. I don't know. We'll see. I've got quite a few nice clothes, too, but it's just you get tired of them after a while, right?
Well, that's why resale is great because it's a great way to make extra money. You don't, like, lose out on things. Like, yes, you don't make exactly the same amount back, but, like, I mean, I had a shirt from, like, I don't even know when, college. It was a dress, actually. Now it looks more like a shirt. But I sold it on an app called Poshmark, and I got, like, $12 for it. I didn't have to pay for shipping. They give you, a shipping label, and, like, you print it out, and then you can just send it. And so I made $11 on something that was, like, really old.
Yeah. So and you didn't have to work hard for it.
Not at all. I posted it. That was it. So I made, like, lunch money, basically. But that's great.
Yeah. Why not? Rather than throw it away, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Makes sense. Well, $12, yeah, that's a lot of money for, you know, for a piece of clothing. I mean, you know, when you go to garage sale, it's like, what, a dollar or something.
Right. Or if you go to, like, there's, you know, the store Crossroads that we have or Goodwill and, like, you can buy things for like $4 there or $2.99 or it goes and it just varies. But like I did it on my own.
Yeah.
So that's great. I can run my own business out of my house. I don't even have to go sell these things to a store, get a fraction of the money, and then they make the profit.
Yeah. True. True. So, well, welcome to a new week. In a few minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in. I think the last name is spelled Fortune. Is that how you would pronounce it?
I wasn't actually sure.
Yeah, William Fortune, I think.
But he sounds like a fascinating guy.
And, yeah, I mean, the thing is, this jumped out at me because I read his first book called 1 Second After.
Oh, you did read it?
I did read it some time ago without really knowing him or anything. It just, I like this kind of stuff. It's like about the end of the world type of thing, but where there's not a nuclear bomb, but there's like a EMP, which is electromagnetic pulse. And they say that that can like shut down everything. So that's what happened. And people had to go and survive like that afterwards, you know, with no cars or anything. So now he wrote a new book. And I think it was called
1 Year Later.
1 Year Later, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 Year Later. No, 1 Year After.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the first one was 1 second after.
Right.
So we're going to find out about that and see how he was able to create a sequel for that. But, yeah. So, I mean, this is a book I bought on my own because it just it really appealed to me. And I'm always happy to talk to favorite authors. So he'll call us in a few minutes.
Great.
So, Jen, how was your weekend? Did you end up going to Kyle's thing?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Wow, awesome. So that took up most of your weekend.
I actually only went on Saturday because yesterday I had too much to do and I had family dinner and a bunch of stuff. But I went Saturday. It was such a great event. really was such a great event. I recommend anybody to go see him, because especially if you like or need personal growth or anything like that, because he is so relatable and funny, and he makes everything so simple.
Really?
And it's understandable. So, like, somebody might read Eckhart Tolle and be bored, or read, you know, not like reading self-help books, but, like, Kyle just explains things as a comedian would.
Yeah.
You know, so from a perspective, it's like, well, if you hate what you're doing, why are you doing it?
Right.
You know, like that kind of thing. Like, that's his, he's very sarcastic.
Really?
But he also, like, brought people on the stage, and he worked through some guy's fears. Like, he had the guy stay on the stage and say what he's afraid of, and tell the entire auditorium of, like, 1,500 people.
Wow.
And then, so he would say what his fears were, and then Kyle would respond to each fear, and he would, like, say, like, okay, well, so what if you do this instead? Or what if you do that?
Right.
Or, like, how about a variety of other options that you could be doing? Because the guy was saying he hated his job, and he was at it for 14 years, and he didn't want to quit his job because he has, like, financial security, and he doesn't want to not have financial security because he's got all these adult responsibilities, but then he actually really wants to be a guitarist. Mm. So it's like, well, and the guy said, I don't even know if I could be a guitarist. I don't even know what I would do if I quit my job. And so Kyle was saying, like, well, do you have any money saved up? And so the guy said, yeah, I have 6 months of, you know, money saved up. And he's like, well, so go do that for 6 months then. Uh-huh. You have 6 months to figure it out.
Right.
You know, and if during that 6 months, like, it really just you don't want to do guitar or whatever, you can go get yourself another job.
Right.
So there were a lot of solutions. It was like just like thinking differently than a lot of people do. They get stuck in the same thing. They're negative. They worry too much more than they try. Just a lot of things. So it was great. I mean, there were great one-liners. I went with a girlfriend, and it was like we both had such an incredible time. She was so happy I took her.
Really? Very cool. Now, I was just wondering, though, because, you know, I've been to seminars and workshops and things, and, you know, you can stand there and make total sense to somebody, you know, and tell them, like you would tell me, you know, what are you afraid of? This is how you overcome this. But I think fears and things like this, they have to do with emotions, and people, you know, logic doesn't come into the equation here, you know. And sometimes, I mean, I've noticed it with many people. They'll go, yeah, I understand that, but I still, you know, I can't do it. Or
well, but that's whatever. Also fears talking again. Right. It's excuses. It's fears. It's doing the same thing over and over again with,
right.
You know, it. That's the definition of insanity, expecting different results out of the same thing. So it's he hammers it in. Mm. That, like, it's really about how you view things.
Right.
And you standing in your own way.
Yeah. About perspective, I guess. Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because he was explaining, which made perfect sense. We're stuck, like, a lot of people with fears are stuck or worrying. Worrying comes from being stuck in a place between the past and the future. Mm. So you're saying, okay, well, the last 6 months looked like this, so the next 6 months are surely going to look like that, too.
Mm.
Without knowing that it's going to look like that.
Right.
But you're assuming it's going to look like that. So you're afraid of what something is that isn't.
Yeah,
it hasn't happened yet. You don't know that it's going to be that way. It actually could be completely different.
Yeah,
but you are actually standing in your own way.
Yeah,
from finding out.
It's usually like it ends up being not as bad as you think it
never
will
is.
Be, right?
It's funny, when Kyle was here and we were both walking out to our cars, we were talking about that in relation to relationships. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't break up with their person because they're like, well, I have a trip coming up, we have planned, and I don't want to disappoint everyone, or we've got all these things coming up. Well, I don't want to do it then because it's a bad time. I don't want to, they're graduating from something, or they're taking a test. I don't want to ruin it for them, like, and disrupt their life. There's always an excuse.
Right.
But the minute you do it, you are fine, and they are fine.
Yeah.
It starts the process of grieving, getting over it, but it has to happen. You know it's going to happen at some point because you feel it in your body.
Mm.
Like, you always know. People know.
Yeah.
You spend all this time, like, asking questions and what ifs and hypotheticals, and you ask anybody that will listen that might give you the answer you're hoping for versus the one you know in your gut,
right.
Which is like, you know, if you're gonna ask your friend who believes strongly in that person or the relationship, they're gonna say stay together,
right.
But if you ask the friend that hates them,
yeah,
they're gonna be like break up immediately. But if you want the answer that is the one that's to stay together, you're gonna go to that person,
right? Exactly.
So you're building, right, this, you know, destiny, even though you know in your gut you should be somewhere else. But right, once you actually do break up with somebody, it's like a band-aid.
Yeah,
You're afraid of ripping that Band-Aid, but then you ripped it and life goes on and your skin is fine.
Mm. The Band-Aid is staying in the relationship when you shouldn't anymore.
It's like the fear. The Band-Aid is the breakup. So you're afraid to rip the Band-Aid. You're afraid for the breakup because you're afraid that breakup's going to hurt so bad.
Mm.
Either you or them or whatever. But it's fine. Yeah. Everyone goes on. Life happens.
Right.
Now, actually, that like I've experienced a certain amount of breakups and I did that whole 2.5 years of should I break up, shouldn't I break up in that process. Now I'm like, break up. Do it. Do it faster than you thought you were going to do it.
Wow.
Go to it.
So 2.5 years, you weren't happy in the relationship?
Exactly. I wasted 2.5 years.
Wow.
And the best thing I got out of that was learning to break up.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's hard to break up.
It doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Just do it. I mean, think it through. Like, if it's something you want to, don't just break up with people willy-nilly. But if it's something in your core you know isn't right, break up with the person.
Yeah.
Save them the trouble. Save yourself the trouble of phoning it in or fighting just because you know you're not right together. Like, break up.
Right. Exactly. And sometimes people just stay and stay and stay. And all you get is fighting and more fighting. And, yeah, I mean, I've been there.
It's a big, fat waste of time.
Yeah, it really is, you know. You should spend your life being with people you like and people that make you feel good about yourself and not people that make you feel crappy about yourself.
Well, also you should – that's a bigger thing. You should feel good about yourself because it's you, regardless.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm not saying that you should adopt what they say, but if they make you feel like crap, if you're with a person that constantly shows you how negative and bad you are, then you want to break away from that, I think.
Well, but if they're showing you how negative and bad you are, you're showing them that you're negative and bad because they're usually a mirror. So they're what people like find is that they're bringing out in you what you don't like. Mm. But you have that in you.
Right.
So that's something you need to address.
Mm.
Like, it's not them. It's you, actually.
I don't think so. I mean, I just think if somebody's, like, negative all the time, I don't want to be with them. And that has nothing to do with
me. If they're negative, that's different. But you said that's if they bring out the negative in you.
Right. And that's negative to me. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to bring out the negative in you. What I'm saying is they're going to say things about you that are negative, and they're going to treat you in a way that's negative, you know.
Well, if somebody treats you badly, you should never be with them.
Right.
Right.
And that's what I mean, I guess. But it's cool because these things make you think a lot, you know, and reevaluate your beliefs. And that's good.
I mean, he everything he said and stands for and his thought process is like very similar to mine. I think it's just evolved over time in the books I've read and like I veer more towards like how he sees things than like, you know, I don't know, more religious stuff or like other self-help books that are like different. He's less here's a solution and he's more just like just change the way you're seeing it.
Right.
It just frees you. You're letting go of so many things that are standing in your own way. So for your personal growth, it starts with you and like you literally just have to let go of like old habits or your past or just because you were this way doesn't mean you have to be this way tomorrow. Just because yesterday was hard doesn't mean today has to be.
Right.
You know, so
I know Tony Robbins says something like the past does not equal the future. And that's the same thing.
Right. I mean, and also, like, did we really need Tony Robbins to tell us that? Was that such a hard concept that, like, we really needed to go buy a book and that one saying? I mean, here's the thing. So Kyle said a lot of interesting things, a lot, like, I already knew. But then there were things that he said in a way that was so simplistic that I was like, I have to write that down.
Mm.
Because it explained so much.
Hmm.
Like when,
very interesting.
Like how, you know, people could be facing like a low point in their life.
Right.
And like you want to help them. You want to save them and be like for me, for instance, I went to this experience, you know?
Right.
I could tell you all day and all night you should go. But it doesn't help you.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. I just want to help because from that, I want to give because I learned so much and like it was so wonderful to me that I want to just give all my knowledge and my experience to other people. But something he said that made a lot of sense was you don't want to stop somebody from reaching their low. They need to reach their low on their own accord. They need to get to a place where they want to change because real personal growth only comes from that.
Mm.
People that are succeeding and like somebody that's super wealthy and like kind of has everything that they want might not be forced to want personal growth at that time.
Mm.
So it's until they reach their own point of, you know, no return, that they will then seek that out. And it only is relevant to you when you really need it.
Yeah. So, like, allow people to
get there on their
hit bottom if they need
yes.
to.
Yes. Yeah. People, first of all, I always say this, people hang themselves. People need to hang themselves because you need to have your own life lessons. And then from that is when you change.
Yeah.
Not everybody wants to change, though, even when they hit their low. Right. But usually that does happen.
Yeah, I think it does happen. It happens at different points in people's lives, but it does happen. I think right. everybody gets to a point where they need to maybe wake up spiritually or something like that, you know, where they have to start questioning everything.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, that's happened to me. And I, you know, and I reached out to seminars like this and workshops, and I even studied Kabbalah for a while, and it helped me. I mean, it helped me get through things. And like you said, you know, change your perspective on life, look at things differently. And it does work. I'm just saying that when people are in situation like this, sometimes logic does not play you know, a major part, because they're stuck with their emotions.
Which is why they need the most help.
Right. Yeah. So we're talking about Kyle Cease, and he's got workshops and stuff. And you guys can go to his website. Just Google him. You'll find everything. The last name is C-A-S-E. And
C-E-A-S-E.
Right. Yeah. Cease. And he was here last week, so check it out. And, well, I'm glad you went. You know, I really wanted to go. I just couldn't find the time, and I planned on going. But then I also thought, well, you know, you have to make the two-day commitment. But you sort of, like, you went one day, and it yeah. was enough.
Well, no, you it's not plenty. That it was enough. Yeah. I just didn't have the time to go back the other day.
Right, but you felt you learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Even with a two-day thing, you're not going to – and he says this during his seminar. He's so freaking great. I wish that, you know – I know they filmed it, so you can watch the film. I think, I don't know if you pay for this to watch it or what, but everyone should watch it if they have the opportunity. So he was saying, he's like, you're not going to necessarily agree with everything that I'm saying. If you agree with 5% of what I'm saying, at least you got 5% of information you didn't have before. So, you know, I was there for the whole first day, and like, I got so much from it. I'm sure I could have gotten, you know, that much more if I went 2 days. But I didn't have time. But I'm so grateful for what I did get.
Yeah. Well, that was very kind of him to invite you.
So kind.
Yeah. Very cool.
I think he even mentioned me during, like, one of the things he was saying on stage, yeah. his intro. Because my friend and I were talking about it, and she's like, yeah, I think that was really directed at you.
Really?
He was just saying how, like, people come into your life and, like, sometimes, like... Like, after the thing when he was here, he was like, I really felt, like, connected to you because we, like, either, like, both understood what we were talking about or, like, I, like, got your energy was, like, very similar. And, like, you connect on whatever level. So he was saying that, like, in the opening part of his day was, like, I just met a girl recently that, like, we just had, like, some weird connection. And it wasn't, like, romantic. It was, like, we just, like, were on some kind of frequency that we both just...
new. Yeah. You both were speaking the same language yeah. pretty much. Very cool. Very cool. Well, our guest is not calling in. I don't know what's going on. But...
I went on an interesting date on Friday.
Oh, you did?
And by interesting, I mean a good learning experience. Not a good
another
date.
One.
Yeah. And also, I forget if I've said this on... because now I'm preaching to anybody that will listen about my take on dating apps.
Okay.
I am now a fan, if you do it right.
A fan of dating apps.
I think if you do it right, you will get the result you want.
Really?
So, meaning, you can go on it and you cannot take it seriously, which I have. I've done that, clearly. Because, right. I mean, I have 5 dating apps on my phone and no boyfriend. Right. But, so, I now have a new perspective because I'm like, this is amazing. I can sit on my couch. I can talk to a million people if I wanted to. I can actually be choosy. In who I swipe right on and who I conversate with, I don't have to get hit on by ugly people or people that are like rude or drunk or whatever in a bar that I wouldn't necessarily talk to. There's a lot of control in this,
right?
Which I feel I like clearly. So all from the comfort of my couch. I don't have to put on makeup. I don't have to leave the house. I don't have to spend money. I'm literally on my couch meeting people.
That's true.
And it's great. So not everyone you talk to is going to be a... you know, knock it out of the park. Some people are boring.
Yeah.
Some people aren't that interested in you, so they won't make that much effort. Or maybe they're busy. Or maybe they're out of the country. I don't know what they're doing. But strength in numbers. So you put it out there and some people will stick. So that guy was weird and talked a lot about money and talked a lot about his experiences drinking. He was drunk a lot in the stories he was telling me.
How do you meet all these people?
What?
How do you meet all these people? I mean, you had that other guy that wanted to drink and smoke with you and all that stuff, remember?
Smoke?
Yeah, when he texted to you that morning.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. That was a weirdo. But yeah. There are going to be weirdos. That's the thing. Yeah. If you meet enough people, you're going to meet some weirdos. Not everybody's great.
Right.
So, or maybe that person's great for somebody that wants that, not me. But yeah, so this guy... The thing is also, he's 35 years old. I mean, it's not uncommon for people to drink alcohol, you know, and like go out and all that. But I'm like, well, you're 35. You're talking to me a lot about stories about being like blacked out or like college stories or like things that are very unattractive, like reckless behavior as an adult.
Wow.
Which to me, I'm looking for a man. I'm not looking for a boy.
Right.
And so he just highlighted a lot about himself that were like qualities I wasn't looking for. And I'm becoming, like, I'm starting to take these dates as, like, an interview process.
Yeah.
Which they say you should go on dates and just treat it like an interview, like you would a job. Like, do I want to spend time with you? Do you have qualities that I would want to invest in? Like, do I see long-term with this? Like, kind of how you would with a job. Like, can I see myself fitting in this company for a while? Like, what are the benefits of being here? What are the perks? Right. Same thing with dating somebody. So, like, are the perks going to be you're a hot, tranny mess and you're always blacked out drunk? Like, no, that's a terrible thing. I don't want that. Sounds like my own personal hell. So,
yeah, he probably thought it would attract some people.
It might attract a younger girl that thinks that's fun.
Right.
And that's great for her. If that's what they bond on. And, like, that was my ex-boyfriend. He was the fun guy. And we spent 2.5 years with hangovers. Like, but I don't want that now.
Yeah.
I'm older. I don't want to only be drunk. So I'm looking for different things. So now I think it's just been a good learning experience for like what I want, what I don't want. I'm better at picking things up through what people are putting down.
Okay.
You know?
So. Yeah. You know, I mean, I noticed like on Hinge, they give you more opportunity to put some information on. But still, I mean, all these apps... The thing is, all you have to go on, really, especially on Tinder, is the picture.
Well, that's why I don't believe in Tinder.
Yeah.
I think Tinder is not the best app out there because it is just too much. It's so much information. There's not a lot of filtering that can be done. What I do think would be great is if you can filter more. Because then you could really, like, pick what you want. Like, if you have certain things that are non-negotiables, that would be great. That you could just rule out, like,
But, you know, when you go through Tinder or something, even Hinge, you know, it's like you go based on the picture. There's not much else to go on.
Well, not everyone does that. I mean,
I don't know. But the thing is that and that's why I brought it up, because I was reading in the book that in focus groups, they realize that's what happens. But they're saying in real life, it's the same thing. When you're at a bar and you're about to approach someone, all you have is their looks.
Well, exactly, which is why I now really like the dating apps, because I can read about somebody or I can figure out from their photos that they like fly fishing. Let's say that's a really cool thing and I like that. If they like fly fishing, I can see that from their photo. They're doing it.
Right, but what if they have only one picture and it's attractive?
I would never pick somebody with one picture.
Really?
Because A, it could be a fake thing, a fake account, and B, why didn't they put more time into it? If they didn't put more time into making their profile, they're really not looking for anything serious.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's easy to figure that out.
Because I saw that most women that I see do not have anything written down.
Then they're bots, they're not looking for, I don't know what. No.
If they have bots, they'd put more attractive women that contact me.
Well, either way.
Yeah.
I now am taking it very seriously. However, I'd also like to suggest to the app makers of the world that there should be a feedback at the end of, like, the situation. Like how Uber, let's say, you get out of a car, you could write feedback.
Right.
You rate the person.
Right.
Not that you rate the person, like, and then it's publicly seen. Because if I got a 3 from somebody out of 5, I wouldn't want everyone to see that. That might be just one person's experience with me. But I would love it if they could actually write me feedback.
Mm.
Because I think everyone could learn from this.
Right. No, that's true. That's true. So you're saying... That, okay, I get you. So you're going to write feedback after you had a conversation with someone.
Like, or if you go out with them.
Right.
Like, not if you have a conversation, because who really cares? If you just talk to them, you could stop talking to them. Right. But let's say I went out with this guy on Friday, and I want to give him feedback. But it's so awkward, because, like, he wrote me again yesterday, and I didn't write him back. He, like, asked me how Kyle's thing was, and I didn't like what he said. It was, like, kind of making fun of it, but, like, I think he was just trying to be funny, and I was just like, ugh. After Friday night, like, your personality, it just doesn't jive well with mine. But I, instead of ignoring him over text, I wish I could write, like, a feedback on the app, yeah, on Bumble, like, what it was that turned me off or why I'm not interested.
Right. But would the feedback be just for him?
Yeah,
or for,
just
not
for him.
For the public?
No.
Okay.
Just for him. Mm. Talked a lot about money and the lack thereof. Like, things.
So write to him in the text what you want to say.
I know, but that's so awkward.
Is it?
Yeah, of course.
And through the app it wouldn't be?
No, because I feel like it would be like a thing you could do, like, not anonymously, but like then they couldn't write you back. Like, you could write it.
Right.
And then, I mean, I guess maybe they could write you back. But like, I don't know. If it's unwarranted, like, I try and not do like anything that's like, if you don't ask, I'm not going to tell you. Like, if yeah, you don't want to know, it's not my business to go just prance around town telling everybody what I don't like about them.
Right.
Like, that's just not nice. If you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. But, like, if he asked, or if the app asked me to give feedback, like, the app could literally say, like, you've been on this amount of time. Have you guys actually met in person yet? Right. Yes or no? Yes? Feedback. No? Why not? Mm. You know? Like, maybe, like...
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Well, I guess if you go out with someone, that's worth it. But with, well, okay, I guess you'd have the option of writing it. You don't have to do it.
I think it'd be so beneficial to people because they live in such a world where they either are unaware of themselves and what they're doing, or they think that tactic works.
Right, but is that your place to tell them that their thinking is erroneous?
Well, if the app asks for feedback, yes, because then it's okay. Asking. Like, you know, for like Airbnb, you're supposed to give a review of the person that's a forward, like it's an outward facing review, and then you also can give them personal feedback that's not public.
I see. Okay, so it's done already on other apps.
Yeah, I mean, okay. But that's also Airbnb. It's right. Not a dating app.
Right.
But that's giving feedback on a person and their lifestyle choices. Like, let's say somebody stayed in my apartment that was messy, bad at communication, a terrible guest. I mean, that's probably how they are in their life. Let's right. Just assume that they probably have no manners or respect for people's property and things and whatever. So it would be great to give somebody feedback. I would love it if somebody was like, no, you talked way too much about like your work stuff. You didn't ask me enough questions. Right. I'd be like, whoa, that's so weird. I didn't even know I was doing that. I'd love to ask more questions. I thought maybe they were whatever, so I was going to give them a lot of information.
Yeah. See, I just don't think there's much difference between that and you just responding to the text, or maybe the text through the app or something, you know?
I mean, but I could just say to him, hey, you've been reaching out. I'm just not interested, and this is why. But, like, yeah. I also feel bad doing that.
Yeah, or you can tell him, do you want to know why?
I could. Like, I'd like to make it, like, my personal mission, to be honest with people. Like, people have no idea what they put out.
Yeah.
They're so unaware. So I would love to just be like, yeah. No, this is what you're doing.
Especially people that are really self-centered, you know. They don't see beyond the bubble around them.
Right.
Yeah.
They might not even know they're self-centered. So, like, then it's the whole other thing.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like I mean, I've had that urge a couple times to tell people, like, what irritated me about them. And then I thought, you know what? It's my problem, not their problem.
Well, and that can be true to a certain extent. I mean, also, like, you could also just not be into somebody. Like, I've talked to people that I was like, we're never going to really fit in each other's lives. It's, like, more of, like, an interest-based thing. And, like,
right. We're
just not each other's person. But, like, I don't know, somebody that, like, is talking about money and, like, their stories about being drunk. It's like, if you want to find a relationship, Holmes, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's true. And stop talking so much about yourself, you know? I mean, and I'm talking about this guy that I met, that we were becoming friends and everything. And I realized he's only talking about himself and talks about the same thing every time. And then always on the phone and shit. I mean, I met him the other day for lunch, right? I think from a total of 1 hour, maybe we talked for 10 minutes.
What were you doing the rest of the time?
We went to eat. So I ordered by myself. We went to this Pizza Medici, this new place here that they make personal pizzas. So this guy's on the phone. I'm not going to wait for him. So I started ordering and everything. And they put whatever you want on the pizza. And the amazing place about this is that they do the pizza, I was just reading about it, in 1 minute. In fact, by the time I was done paying, looking for a table, my pizza was already served.
That's great.
Yeah.
How do they do that? Just temperature?
I think so, yeah. But it's also, it beats, it's let's say it's higher quality, or let's say the next level from Pizza Rev or something. So they actually made it a nice place to hang out. You know, it's the decor is nice.
And yeah,
it looks more upscale. So, but anyway, so yeah, so I ordered my food. I'm going to sit down. This guy is trying to order his food and be on the phone at the same time. I got to tell you, Jen, I sat at the table. I finished almost all my pizza by the time he got to the table.
So then you guys talked for 10 minutes and then you left and he stayed?
Yeah, I mean, it was like maybe a few minutes before, while we were walking, between phone calls that he received. Right? And I mean, we're going to lunch, for crying out loud, man. Just give it a break. You know, if I can do it, you can do it too.
What were the phone calls?
I don't know. Related to his work, maybe. But regardless, so if you can't do lunch, don't do lunch.
Right. Don't waste other people's time.
Yeah. But I realized, you know, I really felt slighted, you know. And I thought, I'm not interested anymore.
In this
that
friend.
That was it, in this friend.
Okay, because it does sound a little romantic.
Yeah. No, just friendship.
That's okay. No. You don't have to be friends with everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
What is that saying? Friends for a reason, friends for a season, friends for life, something like that.
That's true, yeah. You have friends for different reasons, right?
Right.
Sometimes for different activities.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the way it works.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Manners are a real big thing.
Yeah, with me too. With me too. You know, I mean, people have to, you know, and I see it so much in the radio station of people coming late or people doing things like that takes a lot of guts to do, you know. Like, if you're a guest at a place, I don't know, you don't bring an animal, you know. I mean, I love dogs, but you don't come to radio station bringing a dog. There's other people here, you know?
Right.
And some people are allergic. Some people don't like the hair.
Right.
Some dogs maybe are not trained enough. Whatever. So things like that, you know, or like show up late and walk right into the studio without saying anything, asking for, you know, for permission to go into the show in the middle. Things like that, you know? Just no respect. I was thinking, if I go to a new place and I'm a guest there, I'm gonna play it safe. I'm gonna like be polite, respect people, ask for permission,
right?
Things like that.
I mean, it might be like just to help alleviate this issue. So you could put like a thing on the door that says like "In session, please knock." Like, because...
But they can't knock because the show is going on.
Yeah, but I mean, if somebody knocked on the door right now, you could, like, look at them through the window and be like, okay, yeah, come in.
Right. But, no, that's not the point. The point is that they're coming to a radio station and they've never been here before. We need to tell you, like, you know, well, you know, I don't want to get into the details. It's just the fact that when someone comes in and they don't even acknowledge you and they just kind of like storm into the studio like everything is okay, that rubs me the wrong way. What can I say? Maybe it's not a big deal, but it is to me. So because to me, it's a big deal to respect other people, because if you can't respect yourself, obviously you can't respect other people,
right?
You know, and I think... And that's what I'm saying. I mean, people don't respect themselves. So how does that look to other people? You know, not very attractive.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know. Why are people calling me? Are they... I'll bet you this is the guest and probably calling in from the wrong number or something. Because I don't know why he's not calling.
I'm sure we'll find out after the show.
Yeah. And then we'll reschedule.
I've already got my questions ready, so he can call anytime.
Yeah. I guess with your life, you can't find much time to read, right? You're a very active person.
I could if I wanted to. You make time for what you want.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe before you go to bed or something.
I put in my calendar, because if it's not on my calendar, it doesn't happen, to wake up and meditate today. However, the time at which I was going to meditate was earlier than I had woken up, because I snoozed. I was like, right now. What's more important in my life, sleeping or meditating? So I slept. But because I went to sleep late last night, it was just a whole thing. But so then I slept. But I'm going to still make time now to meditate 2 times a day for 10 minutes a time and see if it grows.
Really?
Yes. Because I think it's very important. Like, just like Kyle says, and I'm not doing it because Kyle said it. I'm doing it because he hammered it home. But, like, right. I've been saying I want to meditate. And I, like, it's like me saying I want to meditate. It's like you saying you want to go horseback riding. Like, if you want to do it, you go do it. I mean, granted, this weekend you didn't have the time to do it, which actually makes sense.
Well, I was going to do it. It wasn't because of that. It was because...
She didn't write back.
No. She actually did.
Right. And then what happened?
It just, she only had something late and I didn't want to go out when it's really hot. So well, next weekend. But okay.
Exactly. So it's the same thing. And I'm like, I'm so good at making time for things and scheduling things in and doing the things I need to do because I make myself an agenda. You know, I'm literally in charge of me. So I do it. But so I'm like, this is the one thing I can't make myself do. What is wrong with me? Do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it. And that's going to be my new thing. I am going to meditate twice a day because what I was saying was what Kyle says is like you wash your body, you take a shower, you get the dirt off from your day, but you don't get the dirt off your mind. So like you've all these things that have accumulated over time and you do nothing for it. Mm. Sleep doesn't do it. Yeah. That's just like resting your body and like that's for your health. But your mind is a different story. Mm. Your mind is everything if you think about it.
Right.
Literally all of your thoughts come from there. So it's like what you do with your mind. Like, don't you want to like have the best, clearest, most, I don't know, grounded mind possible? So meditate.
That's true. Yeah. At least cleanse you spiritually or whatever.
So I'm all about it. And that's something I'm going to start doing.
Cool.
Yeah.
But today you didn't do it.
No, I'm going to. There's still the whole day.
Right.
And granted, I have a lot of things I have to do today, but I'm going to add it to my things that I'm going to do. But reading is not on my top priority.
Right.
If it was, it would be in there.
You would do it. Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. I mean, look, people have different stages in their lives and they do different things at different times.
Exactly. And there's plenty of time to all of a sudden become the book reader.
Yeah. And you have priorities now, and there's only 24 hours in the day.
Right. And I'll leave the Kyle thing alone. But like, just because it was this past weekend, a lot of the things that we're talking about, like, resonate because it just happened. But one of the things he was saying was like when the guy was standing on stage saying what he was afraid of, the second part of saying what you're afraid of or, you know, what your issues are or whatever is saying, and that's okay. So like, reading is not a priority for me.
Right.
And that's okay.
Of course.
Because that's what happens.
It doesn't define a person.
No, but people start to define themselves.
Really?
I'm lazy. I'm this. You label everything.
Right.
And so once you do that, you now have this belief around it where you're set in stone. It's like,
yourself in or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like our beliefs are literally just thoughts that we decide are true.
Mm.
And we like attribute them to ourselves. But I also don't have to be a reader. Doesn't mean I'm like not ever going to be a reader.
Right.
But I'm just not right now. I'm a yoga person. I'm a person that's, doing a million things from my home and like making a bunch of different projects run.
Right.
Those are my priorities right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's okay too.
Yeah, of course. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Yeah. No, I mean, actually, it's a good thing. You know, you're taking steps. You're doing things that are necessary. You fill your life with action. And you're not bored. You know, some people don't have a life,
Not bored at all.
Yeah.
I had a really fun night Saturday night, actually. I went out with some friends that I don't spend a lot of time with, but they are friends. And we had, like, a completely random night. We had no plan. And all of a sudden, we just all came together at one person's house. And we said, okay, why don't we go here? So we went. And from there, then we were like, well, now why don't we go here? And that was great. And then we went back to her place. And it was like, we just had such a fun night. And we saw like random celebrities that we like were giggling about. It was like the most random assortment of people. We did karaoke at some point. We like crashed somebody's karaoke party and like went in their room and just took the mics and started singing. It was like so much fun.
Wow.
We just had like a very carefree, fun night. It was a long night though. We started at like 7:30 and I didn't get home till 3.
Wow.
So
that is a long night.
So, I mean, I'm still tired from that. I'm just not going to recover at any point.
But. Yeah. Well, you work hard, you play hard. That's all that matters.
And I was like, I could cut this night short because I could be responsible and say I need sleep. Or I could enjoy the night that is so different from all my other nights and like really enjoy this experience.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is. It's about experiences,
Right.
That's what stays with you.
Yeah. Because now I have that memory, and I have all the pictures from the photo booths, and I have all the fun times that we had, and it was, like, just great. It was
great. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool stuff. So, so you went out on that date, right, with that guy?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, I mean, was there any part of it that was pleasant or?
Yeah, some of it.
Yeah?
Like, I enjoyed talking to him for some parts of it.
I mean, but did you at a certain point decide that's it, that's not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to leave.
Yeah.
And from it, I just learned, like, don't overcommit to a first date. Like, he had written me, like, all this stuff about what our plan would be. And it sounded so exciting because I was more intrigued by the fact that he was a good plan maker than realizing that we could be together in person and it could not go well. And I'm stuck now with him for this whole plan.
Yeah.
It just didn't even occur to me because I was just so excited about him being a plan maker. But
yeah.
Also, people translate differently over text than they do in person.
Right. Now, did you talk to him on the phone at all before that? There's your mistake, I think. You know, that's the one thing you left out. Because
well, he didn't call me, and I wasn't going to be like, call me.
Why?
I don't know. Because I just also don't really like being on the phone.
I know.
I have no time.
I know. I don't like being on the phone, but I realized also it can save you a lot of...
It absolutely can, and I've said that. Know. But it's just...
Yeah, you would have avoided that date in the first place.
But I think also we like planned the date so quickly that there was not enough time between planning it to the date. And I was like... Well, we're going to go out anyway, so I might as well. I don't know.
Right. But, you see, the thing is, if it's the first time, I think just coffee is good. Because then you figure an hour and I can be going out of here.
Yeah.
You know, if it's cool, we can stay longer.
I was just asked on a really cool date, though, and I wanted to say yes, but it's like nights I really can't do because I have like commitments at AfterBuzz. But to go to a comedy show with a guy. And I think that would be so fun.
Yeah.
The fact that he even wants to go to a comedy show to me says a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because I think he's super fun.
Oh, I see.
And he has
okay.
a good sense of humor because I like the same comedians.
Yeah. So. Okay, well, that's cool, you know? I mean, the thing is I'm trying to think of, like, dates that I used to go on that, it didn't happen that much, but occasionally it's like, from the first moment you see them, you're like, nah, you know? And then it just drags on.
Yeah.
You know? So, you need to get... Obviously, from a phone call, you can't really get a full sense of the person, but you can get an idea.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk to them. Because text is just so impersonal. It could be anybody on the other end.
I mean, they could also... I don't know. Not that a stutter is a bad thing, but like, or has that really high pitched voice, or like, or you could tell they're high all the time. Like, and sure, that's fine if that's your lifestyle, but like, if it's not mine, then if I can tell on the phone, I'll be like, well, I'm not going to go out with you because, like, what if you're just like out of it? And like, while you're texting me, you're clearly lucid and like talking to me because you're writing.
Right.
So,
but it's, I don't think it's just about that, but also you get to talk about topics that you can't really cover in text, but yet it could give you a pretty good idea if you want to see the guy or not.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I don't know, because this guy on Friday night, he opened doors. You know, he was like really like, he had good manners in terms of that, but then he also would tell me about like lack of money stuff. And I'm like, on a first date, like, I don't care what your money situation is. Like, you could have planned a really fun free date, you know? And like, there are so many things in LA you can do that are for free.
Right.
But just highlighting like whatever your issues are with money, I'm like, I already don't want to sign up for this.
Yeah.
Like, don't tell me why you keep your car and that this because. Like, you've got so many miles on it and the value and this, that, and the other thing. I'm like, I don't care. Like, really? Get a hobby.
Man.
If your hobby is cars, then I would be more interested in hearing about cars than I would about financial value. Because now you're just teetering on a line of, like, people always say, like, don't talk about money.
Yeah.
On a first date, it would be so weird of me to be like, I have $220,000 in student loans. Call me.
Yeah. No, that's true.
He made
that's
a reference true. To student loans, actually. He was like, yeah, I went to undergrad and then I went to law school. So, yeah, you'd be inheriting this much money in student loans. I'm like, check, please. Like, how is that a thing you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you highlight the fact that you went to college, You graduated from college, which is an achievement all on its own. Then you went to law school. Really great. And yes, while you may work at a restaurant, and that's not ideal at 35, and you're waiting for your bar exam results to see if you can be a practicing lawyer, you're really just like trying to like save up, and like you've got goals, and you want to like, you know, you are working really hard just to, because you have all this time, and why not work? And you're a hard worker. Like, I'd rather hear about your like your ethics and your work ethic and like your goals than issues.
Yeah,
like money.
Yeah. Or even just talk about fun things that are not that important, you know, but not about...
Well, no, because I like getting into the meat. Like, I don't... Right. We don't have to just have, like, a lacking of sub... Yeah, like, I don't have to do that. But talk about, like... It's like a job interview. Like, highlight what you're good at.
Yeah.
Or what you're passionate about. I'm not passionate about debt. Like, why would you talk about debt?
Yeah. Besides, you know, I mean, people talk too much about themselves, I think, you know. I mean... Not everybody, obviously, but I tend to ask more questions and talk less about myself, you know. But when people ask, I go ahead and tell them, yeah. You know, so.
He actually said that he was like, you asked so many good questions. I feel like I'm not asking you anything. I'm like, well, I've told you a lot. It's fine.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I'm still talking, so it's not like I've been silent the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, that's it for today. We're going to obviously have to reschedule our guest, but that's fine. And what else?
What's tomorrow, in store for tomorrow?
I think we have a studio guest tomorrow.
Cool.
Yeah. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.